How bad news can be a godsend, or how to eliminate neediness. Bad news. On my way home, climbing the long stairway off Euclid Avenue, I was listening to step 21 of the 67 steps. It's about the superpower of being able to get into a relationship with people because you can see how their machine works, and therefore you can speak their language. Everything comes to you through people. And you cannot get more abundance than what your people skills allow you to have. I have been resigned about my ability to get better at dealing with people. Resigned means, I have a fixed mindset about it, that says, it may be possible for you, but it's impossible for me. But being resigned doesn't mean I have given up. I haven't. But every time I read someone's stuff, or watch someone's stuff who is good at it, and maybe that is their superpower, I resent them. I do. Not nice, I know, but it is how it is. It goes hand in glove with resignation. And the third R is not that far, regret. When I consider that with a little more work, a little more insight, and especially with a little more humility I could get more out of life. The interesting thing is this was the 10th time I listened to this step. And in the past 21 days I have taken on connecting to people. I am giving free strategy sessions. I am bringing more compassion to my interactions. I've even asked for help 3 times in these 21 days. Which means, I am not where I was in the past 9 rounds of that step in the 67 steps, I have already moved a couple of inches. Probably this is why I was able to see that I have been resigned, that this step was important to me, and that I can choose to be on my side, on my life's side, and become more of who I was meant to be, with the secret method. The secret method of starting. An object in motion can be redirected easier than an object that is not in motion. Says one of Isaac Newton's laws, and it seems to be a real law. It began with looking at my life as an experiment. Everyone's life has at least 4 dimensions. Physical. Emotional. Intellectual, and spiritual. Spiritual in this context is maybe allowing life to win, instead of having your life be all about you. This is the biggest issue people deal with that I can call a spiritual issue. This 21-day period began with me reading a book with an idea that knocked me conscious. The author said that if you succeeded in improving one person every day in all 4 dimensions of life, physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual, you'd become 37 times, 3,700%, better in 1 year. If you got 1% better a week, you'd still get 67% better. But, what the heck does it look like? What could you do to get better in the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual dimensions? Once you ask a relevant question, it makes you ponder, makes you look. You are taken out of the same old, and you are taken into growth mode. I don't even think you can avoid it. I have not intended, I have not decided to do it yet, and yet my life has already altered. Can you do this if you're only interested in one area? That is all about you? Probably not. I have doubts that you can grow your earnings without growing your health, growing your emotional health, your intellectual aptitudes, and your spiritual attitudes. Unless you, the whole of you, open up, you remain closed, and wanting only what you want is going to block you from actually getting what you want. That is nasty, unloving, uncaring from the universe, right? Yeah, reality is a bitch. The universe is not a cash machine that gives you money that you haven't already deposited. In reality, to get what you want, you have to earn what you want. The world is not yet a crazy enough place to reward a whole bunch of undeserving people. And if you look at yourself, you've gotten exactly what you have already earned. For most people, starting is what's missing. Do what's difficult while it is easy. Starting. Wherever, whichever dimension you start, you'll be in movement, and when you ask the question, what could I do now to increase myself in the physical dimension, in the emotional dimension, the intellectual dimension, and the spiritual dimension? If you thought that just because you are so X, fill in the blanks for yourself, pretty, smart, good, special, etc., you'll be able to jump from 0 to 50 in one fell swoop. Everything is built brick by brick. One conversation at a time, one choosing to move your body or eat right, one whatever at a time. And they all started out as an idea. Really. All of them. But your idea muscle has either never developed, or has atrophied from non-use. One of my clients is doing a practice of coming up with 10 new ideas every day. Creativity is a result of a well-toned, well-honed idea muscle. The 3R signal a dead idea muscle. And it seems that it all starts with a new view of life. Inside that new view you see different and new things to do. For example, that you can start without being sure where you are heading. All deserving begins like that. By starting. A week ago today I bought a home study course to write better articles. Doing the whole course feels like a ball of wax, until I learn to write articles the new way, I am doomed. But back in 2003 I was in a landmark training program that was overwhelming to say the least. Long hours of assisting, classes, practice, and most importantly numbers that needed to be up to par to be able to hope to be successful in the program. So one afternoon I went to the office of the center manager and shared how I felt. Overwhelmed, not a match to the program, not adequate. She said that the reason I felt that way because I looked at it like a ball of wax. Instead I should look at it as a ball of yarn. If you put a ball of wax in the drain hole of a sink, unless you melt the whole ball, the sink won't empty. But if you put a ball of yarn in the drain hole, you can snip away at the ball, and eventually the ball of yarn will be cushy enough to allow the water to flow through. The same is with almost everything in life. If you can look at every learning project, every doing project, including writing, including designing a course, including training people, including my podcasts, if I can detect a loose thread I can snip off and handle, eventually all projects become doable and done. So I picked the loose yarn of my article writing course, and I have already done a little work with it, and I think it is going to be my favorite aspect of writing an article, the first 50 words. I kept that in mind in yesterday's podcast. And of course I was lousy at it. Lol. Being lousy at something is wonderful. Why? Because I can now see that I can improve it. At least 1% every day. And in a year that can be, remember? 37 times better. That is Pulitzer Prize level of writing the first 50 words. I will worry about the rest of the article once I see that this aspect is going reasonably well. But regardless, in yesterday's podcast I delivered a way to recontextualize and rethink needs and teach the method. So that is what I am going to do in a few hours in my elevator mini course. Will it be all the ways you can disappear neediness? Not at all. I am using the ball of yarn method in that too. It will unstuck the participants enough to allow their life-hindering behavior to slowly alter. Their scarcity mindset stop being fully stuck. And allow them to finally start moving towards an abundant mindset. Yeah, glad you asked, neediness is one of the main components of scarcity mindset, so when it gets cushy, you can turn your mindset around. The mini course is later today, at 4 p.m. EDT. It's a webinar workshop. You can participate or not, your choice, just let me know ahead of time. It's just $20, and approximately 2 hours long. Learn to lift yourself from needing anything. Go to www.yourvibration.com/elevator/. This article was about the bad news I found out about abundance. And although I am probably never going to be really good in relationships, I am now working on a different snippet of yarn, eliminating neediness. I bet that is going to be just as effective, maybe even more, than having 100 friends could ever be.